Catch the Rabbit by Lana Bastashich. Read by Tanya Kubrick. Translated from the original Serbo-Croat by Lana Bastashic. I could tell you my adventures, beginning from this morning, said Alice a little timidly. But it's no use going back to yesterday, because I was a different person then. Explain all that, said the Mock Turtle. No, no, the adventure first, said the Gryphon in an impatient tone. Explanations take such a dreadful time. Lewis Carroll, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. 1. To start from the beginning. You have someone and then you don't. And that's the whole story. Except you would say you can't have a person. Or should I say she? Perhaps that's better. You'd like that. To be a she in a book. All right then. She would say you can't have a person. But she would be wrong. You can own people for embarrassingly little. Only she likes to think of herself as the general rule for the workings of the whole cosmos. And the truth is, you can have someone. Just not her. You can't have Layla. Unless you finish her off, put her in a nice frame and hang her on the wall. Although, is it really still us once we stop? Once we freeze for the picture? One thing I know for sure, stopping and Layla never went together well. That's why she is a blur in every single photograph. She could never stop. Even now, within this text, I can almost feel her fidget. If she could, she would sneak between two sentences like a moth between two slats of a Venetian blind and would finish my story off from the inside. She would change into the sparkly rags she always liked, lengthen her legs, enhance her breasts, add some waves to her hair. Me, she would disfigure, leaving a single lock of hair on my square head. She would give me a speech impediment, make my left leg limp, think up an inherent deformity so I keep dropping the pencil. Perhaps she would take it one step further. She is capable of such villainy. She wouldn't even mention me at all. Turn me into an unfinished sketch. You would do that, wouldn't you? Sorry. She. She would do that if she were here. But I am the one telling the story. I can do whatever I want with her. She can't do anything. She is three hits on the keyboard. I could throw the laptop into the mute Viennese Danube tonight and she would be gone. Her fragile pixels would bleed into the cold water and empty everything she ever was out into the Black Sea, dodging Bosnia like a countess dodging a beggar on her way to the opera. I could end her with this sentence so that she no longer is. She would disappear, become a pale face in a prom photo, forgotten in an urban legend from high school, mentioned in some drunk moron's footnote where he boasts of all those he had before he settled down. She would be barely detectable in the little heap of earth we left there, behind her house, next to the cherry tree. I could kill her with a full stop. I choose to continue because I can. At least here I feel safe from her subtle violence. After a whole decade, I go back to my language, her language, and all the other languages I voluntarily abandoned. Like one would a violent husband one afternoon in Dublin. After all these years, I'm not sure which language that is. And all that because of what? Because of the totally ordinary Layla Begic. In her old sneakers with straps and jeans with, for God's sakes, diamante on the butt. What happened between us? Does it matter? Good stories are never about what happens anyway. Pictures are all that's left, like pavement paintings. Years fall over them like rain. But our beginning was never simple. Silent observer of chronology. Our beginning came and went several times, pulling on my sleeve like a hungry puppy. Let's go, let's start again. We would constantly start and end. She would sneak into the fabric of the everyday like a virus. Enters Layla, exits Layla. I can start anywhere, really. Dublin, St. Stephen's Green, for instance. The cell